Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia says the regents, at her request, voted to rescind the linking of standardized test results with the teacher performance reviews. It reverses a policy put in place by Governor Cuomo and the state legislature less than a year ago.
The recommendation that I made to the regents that they approved was the establishment of a transition period where scores related to the state assessments would not be used for purposes of any consequences for teachers in their evaluations for approximately 3.5 years until the beginning of the 2019-2020 school year.
All of the regents voted in favor of the change except the board's chancellor, Merrill Tisch. She voted no. Tisch has been a champion of fast-tracking adoption of the Common Core learning standards. She's not seeking re-election to her seat when her term expires early in 2016. The vote comes just days after a task force appointed by Governor Cuomo also recommended a reversal of the new teacher evaluation policy. The advice represents a major shift from earlier in the year when Cuomo forcefully pushed new performance reviews for teachers beginning this school year that would depend more heavily on standardized test results. Cuomo, in his State of the State message back in January, pointed out what he believed were the flaws in an evaluation system that rated most teachers very highly while students perform poorly.
We have teacher evaluation systems for every school in the system. The bad news is they are baloney. Now, 38% of high school students are college ready. 38%. 98.7% of high school teachers are rated effective. How can that be?
The governor was successful in winning the new teacher evaluations as part of the state budget. But almost immediately, the policy began unraveling. First, the Board of Regents, who are not appointed by Cuomo, but instead by the legislature, voted to permit school districts waivers to delay the new performance rules. More than 90% of schools were granted those waivers. Cuomo asked by a reporter why he decided to reverse his stance and de-link the tests from the teacher evaluations, said that characterization is not correct.
I think if you read the report, you're going to find out that your two questions are not accurate. There are teacher evaluations that are in the report, and they are connected with tests, either state tests or locally approved tests.
Teachers who had been warring with the governor declared victory. New York State United Teachers President Karen McGee says it marks the end of what she's called the test and punish agenda and a return to common sense.
We talked a lot about a reset button along the way. All right, the delinking would say that we'll develop relevant curriculum and we'll develop standards and we'll implement them first and we'll do it the right way. And then we'll talk about how we evaluate. And that gives time to actually not put the cart in front of the horse or have any rushed implementation, which were the flaws of what has been going on in New York State.
It's unknown whether the retreat from the most controversial effects of the Common Core standards will quell a boycott movement. That led to 1/5 of students skipping the 3rd through 8th grade standardized tests earlier this year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.